This is called God Meet Me Here. Many things take place in life that is beyond our control. There are times when we pray asking God to do something that only He can do, and it seems like nothing is happening because nothing has changed. And the amount of time that you had to wait on Him is making your heart heavy because you're struggling with the hits that we call problems, which seems to be coming faster and harder. And you're saying the word. And you're believing the scriptures. You're fasting. You're praying. Some of you are feeling like I'm out here by myself, holding on to my faith because I know that God can't lie. He can't die and He can't lose. I want to encourage you to ask God to meet you wherever your problem is. It is not selfish. It is necessary. Exodus 14:14 tells us God fights for us. In the Old Testament, God showed up for His people and showed their enemies, "You don't mess with my people." Joshua went to battle and God stopped the sun, made the moon stand still for the Israelites so they could defeat their enemies. Go read Joshua 10:12-14. There are certain times in our lives when we need that kind of power from God to eliminate some things in our lives. Go look at Psalms 91:15. "He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Say to the Lord, meet me here. I need you here. Lord, meet me here." Joshua 1:9 reads, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed." Dismayed is upset, worried, agitated. "For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Why not ask Him to meet you at the place that has your mind trouble, your heart trouble, your sleep trouble, your health trouble? God, meet me here. Psalm 63:8, "My soul follows hard after you, God, and your right hand holds me up." Meet me here in my mind. Meet me here in my heart. Meet me here in my body. Meet me here at my job. Meet me in my finances. Meet me here for my family. I think of Moses, Exodus 33:17-23. Moses is talking to God and he has a request. "Show me your glory." He's asking God to show Himself to him. God does have a response for Moses. Go read it. In that situation, God did what was best for Moses. God will always do what is best for you. It's life-changing to see God at work, to see His power take over situations that no one could change, because only His power could change it. At times when we wait, we feel like Joshua in prison. Joshua was redeemed by the favor of God and promoted greatly because only God can operate in His sovereignty, which is supreme power and authority. In whatever situation He wants, God met Daniel in the lion's den. God met Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. God met Elijah while he hid from Jezebel. God met King David over and over and over and over again while he was running from Saul and others. God met Job, and God will meet you. God hears you. He sees you, and He's working things out for your good. Do not lose heart. Do not faint. Do not doubt. Do not allow yourself or the enemy to convince you that God has forgotten about you, because He has not. God, meet me here. Amen.